I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Hey,
Alice.
We're on the air now.
Sorry.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the program is sponsored by UCSF Health. If there was ever a time to watch us do a Facebook Live.
Oh, are we on?
This is it.
Oh. Darn it.
I'm glad I shaved my face, too. It's all shaved.
Good thing.
All trimmed, ready for inspection. Sir.
You can also watch the show at any point just by going to RadioAlice.com/watch. We've got cameras all over the place.
Maybe
you'll see.
Can they tell me what that is if someone calls in to get
That looks like a mole.
Do you think?
I don't know, man. I'd have that checked out.
Cancer.
UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News & World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already guessed it, the triumphant return of Scott Kapurow to the Bay Area. He is performing.
You all look great. You all look great.
You do too. Thank you for saying so. And I see you have your pink shorts on today. You're very spring-like. You're doing a show. Yuzi, you're going to this, huh? Saturday nights in San Carlos?
Right, I am.
Devil's
Bring
Canyon
some friends.
Brewing. It'll be fun. You said.
Yeah, I hear the place is real nice. People are friendly there. So it's my first time there. So I'm looking forward to it. So you better be funny.
Thank you.
You better be funny.
Thank you. Yeah. It's also my friend Mark.
Don't embarrass me in front of my friend.
All right. Oh, God. No pressure. It's also Mark's birthday. My friend Mark.
Oh, yeah.
It's
Tell
Virgo
Mark,
month.
Birthday.
So many birthdays.
Yes, so
That's
many.
That's his birthday's tomorrow. Mark's birthday's on Saturday.
John and Village both have a birthday this weekend.
See? My friend Laurel's birthday's next week.
The Virgos taking over the world. Devil's Canyon Brewing Company Saturday night in San Carlos.
See you there.
See you there. So hello, Scott.
It's great to see you.
It's nice to see you.
I was asked recently to be nice by a big promoter. I got this gig that's kind of a big gig.
And what is it?
I can't tell you.
And it's not, like a corporate gig,
yeah,
right?
It's a corporate gig in the UK. It's not here. But It's for California in a way. It's for the California Tourist Board. And I had to be nice. And they popped in and saw a live show without telling me at the Comedy Store about a week and a half ago in London. And you know what I can be like on stage.
Oh, yeah.
It was also a political improv show. So we were talking about current political events in a funny way that might offend some people. But it's a political improv show, so we have to do it.
And so
wait, was this the show where you were seated looking at each other and you were talking about killing the royals?
Yes.
Ah!
Yeah. That was part
so
of it.
So how'd that go over?
They got nervous. They got a little nervous.
Except the redhead. You wanted to keep him.
Oh, yes. I love the redhead.
Harry, yeah.
So funny.
Well, he's not a royal. Although he is, in a way. Because she had more lineage than actually the royal family she married into. She's back to William of Orange. But anyway, yes. So I was hopefully they'd leave him alone. Because I like Harry. He's a sweet guy.
I thought that was a funny segment.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But these people didn't, and so they got anxious.
Well, listen, when someone is going to pay you a great deal of money for a corporate gig, they get to set the parameters.
That's what Edson said.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's I don't know. Are you 61 now? It's time you learned that,
I'm
Scott.
Three
Play the
years.
Game. The game.
Edson You're 60?
No.
61.
No.
54.
Thank you, Yuzette. Thank you. I'm sweating. I'm 54. And Edson said, Kapuro, you can do this. You know, he's been working in the comedy club now for 7 years. He said, you can do this.
I know. Been that long?
I know. You can do this, Kapuro.
Edson is Scott's husband, if you're just joining us. Maybe you've never heard Scott before.
He's not here on this trip. He's
Oh, you left him behind.
Yeah,
I did.
So when the cat's away, the mouse gets
You're not going to do anything,
old.
Are you?
No. I'm busy.
You're an old guy now.
Yeah. And so Edson said,
right.
I'm
he
not,
just won't be able to tell
what?
Us any of it because you know Edson's going to listen to every podcast.
I'm not going to lie about my age on Grindr. I'm not going to do what all my friends do. I just can't do it. I can't go on Grindr and lie about my age. How do you feel about that? Would you go on Tinder if you were single and lie about your age? Would you?
I don't. I mean, I guess I would go on dating apps if I was.
You have to.
Single. Would I have to? I mean, I meet a lot of people.
Have to. Yeah.
Well, every couple I talk to in comedy clubs.
Sort of in a public position, but sure.
That's true. I'd say on the air, hey, I'd like a date, and maybe some people would volunteer, and I would go on dates with them.
They'd be lining up downstairs.
Oh.
Oh, you think?
Yes.
But there's nothing wrong with those dating apps. I think a lot of people use those to their advantage.
Yeah, of course they do. Your people lining up downstairs would have their luggage. You don't want to date homeless people. You want people that can afford an app and are online.
You can afford an app? How much does Tinder cost?
Well, it's more than that homeless guy unpacking his luggage outside of CBS downstairs when I park my car. But yeah, so it's inseparable. You can do this. You can either make a point, make your point, and he did this with his fingers, the rabbit ears, make your point.
This is at the corporate gig.
About the corporate gig. Or you can call them and you can be nice, Kapuro, be nice. Can you be nice? Can you do it?
Look, you know, one corporate gig can lead to another, Scott.
Well, that's the
point. You are the king of shooting yourself in the foot.
There's 16 of these things, and if I, it would be great to do them all.
Just why don't you just go and be funny?
Just 15 minutes. All I do is 15 minutes. That's how can I mess it up in 15 minutes?
You can mess it up in 30 seconds, Scott.
You'll find a way.
All right. Okay. Then I'm going to be nice. So that's my thing now, to be nice. So, right? Yes, I'm going to be nice about marriage. I'm going to write 15 minutes on marriage. I'm going to talk about marriage for 15 minutes about how we got married at City Hall on the gay anniversary thing or whatever it was. Oh, the gay with the gays and the 10-year Valentine's Day. I can't even do it.
The worst part of this is going to be that you probably will go in there and kill like twice. And then the third thing, they'd be like, he's incredible. You guys are going to love him.
Please welcome
everyone. And you're going to come out and just do what you do.
I thought that too. That's so weird you said that, because I thought, I bet the first one would be okay. And then I'll get all confident. I can do what I want, you guys. Shut up. Hands off. I'm an artist. And then I'll show up in the next one, which is probably like somewhere far away and beautiful. And everyone's on vacation. They're all there to see this comic. Oh, we hear he's great. He's great. The buzz in the room. We hear he's great. And they got on stage. You know what? Yeah. Like that for 15 minutes. Because I'm crabby. I've had too much
coffee.
You'll
make your Jesus jokes, your Hitler jokes.
Jesus.
You can't help yourself.
I'll tear it apart. I'll come off stage thinking, I did really good. And I'll call you guys. Hey, you guys, I did really well. And then we want our money back. We want our money back right now. Get out is how they'll be. Get out. But no. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be nice. Talk about nice things.
You have a lot of gigs actually lined up for this visit. You're going to be here through, how long are you going to be here?
I'm not sure. Yeah, November 3rd, I think I leave on, or 5th or 6th, something like that. November.
On another vacation already, huh?
I got to go back. I'm
you just love it there on your vacation house.
The vacations,
in England.
Yeah. Well, they don't have hurricanes, you know, they don't have guns. It's a safe vacation. I feel like I can walk around in my bikini at night. No one will bother me. You know, you want that, don't you? A Mai Tai in your hand, walking around at night with your glasses up on your head. Right? I'm on vacation.
In your hand in a Speedo. Yeah, with your little, glasses.
Mai Tai Speedo.
But you do have that nice park right across the street, I'm sure. You know.
Yeah,
and the weather's so great in England.
Yeah. It's great. We've had a fantastic, it's been so wet. A nice, wet, fantastic, moist summer.
We're having some moisture here.
I came in Monday night with that storm was insane. They were going to send us to L.A. and the plane went out of their minds. People freaked out. They said, you're circling for like an hour and there's thunder and lightning around the plane?
Yeah.
And you think, can we just land this thing? And you watch those programs, those planes crash. And this is like one of those nights when those kind of things happen. And then the pilot comes on, really low voice, really apologetic right away. I'm really, hey guys. I know it's not good. This man, I know it's not good. And we're thinking, is he going to like crash landing or something? And he says, we're going to go to L.A. And the whole place just, no way. People are like, we don't care. They're screaming toward the
cabin. Are you telling me that he made the decision to go to L.A. and you guys convinced him not to?
To land. We're like, land this thing.
Kidding me.
Some people had to be at work the next morning at Oracle and stuff. Not me, but there were people on the plane I talked to from Oracle. We've got to be in the office at 7 a.m. I've got a meeting with the East Coast. So they're like, land it now. So he's like, well, okay, but it's on you.
But if we crash, it's your fault.
I'm just saying. So
that's outrageous, actually. Yeah. I can't believe it.
He said L.A., and then people are like, dude, people yelling out, San Jose, from the thing. Oh, from the
right,
plane.
Right.
But
right.
He's like, we, for some reason, they couldn't land at San Jose.
Well, San Jose was even having it worse than San Francisco
was. I guess so, yeah. And then someone yelled at all these airports I'd never heard of, like, Merced! I'm like, Merced? What? That's desperation. Merced. Sacramento! Anything, but not L.A.! Well, L.A.'s kind of nice this time of year. Let's go to L.A. Well, but they got office jobs, so we had to land it. And it was bumpy. Because as we were coming down, it was hitting all around us, you know. And we were all, 1,000, 2,000, to see how far away it was.
Right.
And at one point, it was 2 miles away. And we're decreasing our, yeah. And I was like, this doesn't seem good. Mm. I was glad Edson wasn't there because he would have been like, totally crying.
Go, Burrow.
Praying. No, Jesus, the whole thing.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. He believes in all that stuff.
Oh, you haven't talked him out of that yet?
He won't watch those plane crash TV shows with me, which I love, where they reenact them.
I wouldn't have watched that either.
They're fantastic.
I don't need that in my mind when I'm on a plane.
Really?
No.
I don't know why I love them so much. And the survivors talk about jumping and
how
they survive. I guess. I just feel like when you're flying, I fall asleep before the plane takes off because you have no responsibility. Whatever happens, happens. There's nothing you can do. So before the food's down on the tray, I'm out like a rock. And then I wake up with thunder and lightning and sound is diving yelled out. I'm like, where are we? What's going on? Where is this? Insane.
Oh, do you take a sleeping pill or something? I can't sleep on a plane.
Really?
I can doze. But then I wake up and I'm drooling, my neck's all cricked up.
Oh, you should get one of those cute little neck things they have. They're really great, around the neck, the blow-up things for your neck. Yeah. Right? But no, I found 3 seats on my own, so I shouldn't have. I think I was
you laid
upgraded
down
myself.
Three.
I did, yeah, it was great. Great. Yeah.
Well,
where were you flying
amazing.
From?
We were flying from Gatwick, from London. Oh. Yeah. And the flight over was okay. It was weird, because usually we hit a bit of turbulence over Canada. You don't expect it over the Bay Area. Usually the landing's so easy here.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that you had such a crazy flight.
Well, the worst part, we landed in Oakland, then I had to take BART over. That was terrifying at night. It's just...
They did divert. They just went nearby.
No, we were flying in... We were meant to fly into Oakland.
Oh, you were. Okay.
But it was just... BART is just... There's people living in there and stuff. It's wild.
Yeah.
And I'm with the same tourists that were on the plane I came in, so we're all on the same BART train, and they're holding on the luggage really hard. Like, they're more terrified now than they were laying the plane in the lightning. And seriously, like, what's going on? And people are... At one stop, the stop you take before you come under the bay, people are running on the train, then running off again, running on, running off. It's like, hey, Craig, drug's not on this cabin. Go, whatever they're looking for. I don't know what they're looking for.
Oh, like maybe to meet their contact.
I guess.
Be in the right car. You wouldn't want to go all the way underneath the bay without your drugs.
You wouldn't want that. It's a long trip. Yeah, it was wild.
All right, listen. The other night,
yes.
Bryn bought himself a tuxedo and went to a gala. Or a gala.
Where's a gala?
Or a gala.
Oh, a gala.
He went to a gala, which is a small island that's been decimated by
Hurricane
Irma.
It's a new airport they're using. A gala. A gala!
He did red carpet interviews.
I did, yes.
You got to see. Have you seen the pictures of him in his tuxedo?
With his lady.
Thank you.
Yeah. She looked really nice, too. Really nice
Thanks.
Photo.
Yeah, it was fun.
They're going to have a baby any minute.
Date night.
She looked beautiful. Really.
Thank you, Scott.
She did.
I like her a lot.
So,
okay.
This was just not enough to marry her, huh?
This was Bryn's first time.
Wait a minute.
He's going to marry her.
Practically what, eventually? Married her. Eventually. They have not made any plans.
Oh, the shame. They're neighbors. God. Can you do one thing right, Bryn? Just one thing. Can you marry this? Anyway,
says
go on.
Scott.
Marry twice. Twice marry.
Yeah. Twice.
It's going really well.
Is it?
Anyway. So, Bryn, what happened at your...
So, this was your first red carpet interview. Mm. So, what do? You set up on the side, and they give you, like, a little booth or something?
Mm-hmm. You just set up right there, and they walk across the carpet, and people walk by behind them with signs
and
with their names on it.
This is for the GLAAD Awards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, the GLAAD Awards.
What does GLAAD stand for?
Gay, lesbian, against...
Artists Against Defamation. Go on.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Scott.
Jeez,
I appreciate you.
He's a gay in the room.
I mean, so the video's up at Facebook already. I think Hooman posted
it
for me.
So you can watch the videos.
It's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
Yeah. Are we going to ask that question?
You want to see the video?
I wouldn't mind seeing the video.
Well, you'd probably want me to cut around, you know?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you don't
want... True.
I mean, I could just roll it if you
want.
So
who was the biggest person you interviewed that night?
Well, I didn't cut that one up yet because there's lots of edits. So far, I only have Don Lemon, Van Jones, and Ross Matthews.
Oh. Wait, but who's the biggest
who's
one?
The biggest one.
13 Reasons Why, I'd say, is the star of that.
See, he went to this because he loved that. It was a series, 13
yeah,
Reasons
it's a
Why.
Series
was
with
it a Netflix
episodes.
Thing?
Yes.
And it was about this girl who committed suicide, and they shot it up in
Marin.
It's really good.
Still haven't said her name, and we none of us know who this person is.
Catherine Langford, but this is her first hit.
You wouldn't know her.
You might know her as Hannah Baker from 13 Reasons Why.
All right. So she was the big get.
Exactly, and Tommy Dorfman was another star from 13. So I interviewed them both together. So I'll cut that up and post it at some point. But this is me with Don Lemon.
Okay, let's hear a little bit.
How often do you come to San Francisco?
Not very often. I haven't been to San Francisco. Wait, at least five.
What?
Sorry, Brent, is that your voice that asked that question?
I've been waiting to hear.
Were you being tickled?
I'm super excited.
Go back to the beginning.
I'm going to continue where I left off.
No, from the top. From the top.
How often do you come to San Francisco?
Not very often. I haven't been to San Francisco at least 5 years.
Are you scared?
No, so, are you going to rage?
I'm excited.
Am I going to rage?
You better rage. Come on, Don.
I have to fly out at 7 a.m. for the hurricane and be back on the air tomorrow night. But I raged today. I ran 5 miles along the water.
That's really not my definition of raging at all. But, you know, I'm here in San Francisco all the time. We welcome you here as far as, like, partying. You can call me anytime if you want to come party. I'll show you how to rage.
It's an after party, right?
There is an after party. Will you be there?
I'll attend. Asleep on the plane.
I'm pretty sure you're not going to attend. I can already see it in your face.
I'm a little jet lagged.
So far, that's just Don Lemon.
Who cares about
Van Jones?
Yeah, you are absolutely terrifying. You're the scariest person ever.
You're screaming
at this poor guy.
My smile on my face, I think, kind of softened.
He's thinking, well, I found my Coke dealer. Could you relax when you're interviewing these people?
Well, you know, we sat there for like an hour with like nobody walking down the red carpet, so I was like super patient and bored. And then finally, when we get there, I got really hyped, and that's the results of it.
Like a little kid all excited.
Bryn did say that, because this was his first time on the red carpet too, that he knows now, like when he went to look back at the video and listen back to it, he was like, oh my God, I'm yelling through the cracking in your voice
really
is
funny.
Just, I need to hear that
is
again.
Is Anita with you when you're doing
this? No, she showed up at the very end just to eat, so that worked out
so
perfectly.
So she didn't see this happening.
She didn't, no. She,
it's too bad, because she might have gone, you need to tone it down a little
who
bit.
Who are
and,
you?
And the raging thing is a little weird.
I'll tell you something. Well, he's CNN. I want to get another side of him. I wanted to see like if he actually parties, because he's so serious on TV. But it was really loud there. I mean, the camera audio, we just couldn't hear anything. It was just so much loud music and crowd noise that I felt like I had to scream.
Well, even if you have to get loud for them to hear the questions or whatever, try to like focus on keeping your voice low.
Brent,
can I remind you that the microphone is meant to pick up your voice?
Afterwards, in hindsight.
I like the enthusiasm. Don't listen to these people.
The enthusiasm is amazing. In fact, it's the best part. Put it back a little bit. I want to hear that one thing.
Let's just get it over with. I'm
going to
play Van Jones. This is right after
Don Lemon. No.
I want to hear that rage question one more time.
Yeah, go back. I want to hear the last 30 seconds of the Don Lemon thing.
This is okay.
He's thinking, God, this guy is so gay. And the glad words are one thing.
That's really not my definition of raging at all. But, you know, I'm here in San Francisco all the time. We welcome you here as far as...
All right, that's enough.
One more time. I want to hear it one more time. Everyone be quiet.
What are you, the Harris board? We welcome you.
One more time.
What do you want me to say?
How's that?
That's really not my definition of raging at all.
Why am I playing stuff to make fun of myself? This doesn't make any sense.
It's your turn.
We welcome you.
We welcome you here in San Francisco.
Who's we?
I know.
We is in San Francisco. Welcome, okay, Sims. What I was saying.
Oh, you know, you're speaking for everyone in San Francisco?
But this is what I mean, Bren. You need to be in the room when you're talking to these people. Like, hi, it's me. I'm Bren. How are you?
I didn't even know it was a red carpet until like later on. I thought it was an interview, suddenly,
yeah. I mean, I don't know why you'd wish him that, but why wouldn't you just wish him that? Like, welcome to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
I was on the spot, Vin.
Did you ask anyone who they were wearing?
No, I didn't.
I told him to ask
who
that.
Who told me to ask that?
Who are you wearing?
Yeah, you could ask him that.
That's a really nice try.
I'll let you know. There was a million things I would have done differently if I, that's why, this is it.
This is your trial by fire, buddy.
Did people think, because your wife, friend, girl wasn't there, did people assume that you were one of the gay reporters?
I don't know. I mean,
no one hit on you. Your cute tuxedo. No one hit on you.
Nice tuxedo.
It didn't come across. So maybe, who knows?
Only your voice.
What's that?
Most
kind
likely.
Of,
yeah.
What kind of shirt did he get?
Wingtip.
A wingtip.
I saw it. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So that.
Okay.
Was
so
it.
What's next? Let's hear more of this.
Let's keep going. Here's
Van Jones.
Who's Van Jones?
Van Jones.
Is he rage here?
I love the same thing.
And
followed
no.
up. But I only asked those two because they're both from CNN.
Did we welcome him?
Do you rage here when you come to San Francisco? Are you going to go to a party? And like, are you going to the after party and party with Zeke or what?
You have to at least go by the after party, because if you don't, everybody's going to ask you why you didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see you as a professional. You might swing by, you know, Van Jones swings by for a second, but, you know, I kind of want to see you rage, like, you know, taking off your shirt and just going crazy.
You know what? No, look, I came for this. You know, Don Lemon is my mentor at CNN. When I first got to CNN, he took me under the wing. A lot of what I learned from him. So to get a chance to honor him, to recognize him, to give him his due credit, especially here at this time, huge honor.
It does seem like you learned from him, because I asked him he was going to rage too. And he said, oh, well, I kind of raged already. I ran 5 miles. And I'm like, that's not raging.
You in the party.
Not raging. It's not raging, Don. That's not raging. San Francisco. That's not raging.
Van, I really appreciate
it. It might translate better in video.
This is
great.
This
is brilliant.
It's delightful.
Is it really?
I feel bad for the guy.
You sound 14 years old.
Yeah, I know.
It's awesome. All right, give us the next one.
There's no next one.
I thought you said you had Ross Matthews.
I have Ross. I didn't edit that.
Ross Matthews we've had on the show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love him.
Yeah.
I could just pull up the video.
Let's hear it.
No, just raw.
Here's the video right here. This is unedited.
Okay, great. Let's just hear you asking him about raging.
What are you most excited for tonight?
Well, listen, I have hosted the GLAAD Awards. This will be my fifth time, twice in New York, twice in L.A., and I love working with GLAAD because it's an important time. You know, I grew up when you couldn't point at anything in media and see grown-up, happy, successful, openly gay people. So when you were a young gay kid, you didn't know what it meant. You didn't know what you'd grow up to be, if you could grow up to be anything. And because now, because of GLAAD, there's so many LGBTQ people in media. So little kids can point and say, well, I can be like Ellen, or I can be like Laverne, or I can be like Ross. You can be whatever you want to be.
How often are you here in San Francisco?
As often as I can be. I love San Francisco.
I know you would. I mean, this is the place to be. Come on.
My best friends live here. We always go to the same places for dinner, the same bars for drinks. It's like we have our little family.
Favorite bar?
Well, my favorite restaurant, I don't say favorite bar, but my favorite restaurant, I always go to Zuni's. I get the chicken for two.
Of course.
And it's my favorite chicken.
Okay, and now are you too big to come on our show? It's Sarah and Vinny's show. Do you remember us?
Of course, yeah.
Come on. Whenever you're back in town, you're welcome to come on. We love
Let
you.
Let me tell you something. I will show up whenever they want me. I love those two. I love during their show. Anytime I'm in town, I try to make it happen. So, yes, the answer is anytime they'll have me. In fact, why don't I just move in with Sarah? Then I'll go to Vinny's on the weekends.
You know Sounds I mean? Great. Well, you know what? I got you on camera, so you can't take that back now.
All right. Great.
At least his voice is higher than yours.
I know, right?
Who is that person? What does he do when he's not doing the awards? No, what does he do?
He's a comedian. Oh, he's been on. Who was he on
he's
a
on
lot?
He's on the panel a lot, right?
Jay
he
Leno,
started
right?
out as an intern, right? Wasn't he the intern guy?
I think on Jay Leno.
Yeah, that's
on the Tonight Show.
And then like he does a lot of E stuff.
Yeah,
on
I
the carpet
see him on
himself.
A lot of the. He was on some panel show for a while, like a fashion panel.
He
show.
Was with the Fashion Police with Joan Rivers.
Oh, all cute!
Right. But I thought he also was on. Who's the girl who's now on Netflix?
Chelsea
on her show a lot?
Yeah, probably.
A lot of people were on that show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what are your final thoughts on Bryn?
Bryn.
Yeah, I'm ready. You know, I'm here.
Just believe in yourself, Bryn.
Thank you. No, I get it now.
You know. We believe in you.
Thanks so much for the pep talk.
Yes, we believe in you.
That.
So welcome. We want to welcome you to the show,
I expected
Bryn.
This fully.
And we want you.
I knew that I wasn't going to be sweating this much.
I'm going to need that sound bite on demand.
All right. Yes. I'll get right on
that,
Sarah.
Bryn, what are you going to do tonight? Are you going to party?
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:40 hump day morning. Thanks again to Scott Capurro, who is performing this weekend, Saturday night in San Carlos, Devil's Canyon Brewing Company. Yuzi's going to go and check him out. And it's always great to see Scott.
He was funny, huh?
He was good today. God, the Bryn stuff, though. Holy crap, that's
funny.
Yeah,
unfortunately for Scott, based on the text, Bryn stole his segment. You stole his segment, Bryn.
In a good
so
way.
Funny. So
Bryn,
good.
Great interview. It was like listening to a kid in a candy store. So enthusiastic and
way to
unfiltered.
Range.
I loved it.
All right, man.
Hold on, there's more. Listening to Bryn, now I know what my 15-year-old daughter means by cringy.
Mm. Hey, so don't forget, I need that thing.
Yeah,
that's not how we rage at all. right here.
925 right says, way worse than thank you, Forrest. Thank you.
Worse.
Oh, man.
Worse.
I don't know if it's worse than that.
And by worse, do we mean better?
Hey, everyone, on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, you can watch the Van Jones interview with Bryn on the red carpet. And his enthusiasm is even greater in the video.
Oh, Brynny, so cute. That's adorable. Good job.
All right, let me do the Jim Gaffigan tickets here. Sponsored by Amazon. Jim Gaffigan, the Noble Ape Tour is at Shoreline Amphitheater this Sunday, September 17th. Be Alice's guest at the show. Call now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 wins a pair of tickets. Don't miss Jim Gaffigan this Sunday at Shoreline. Tickets are on sale now at go to RadioAlice.com. There'll be a link over there. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area.
I'm with you, Jim.
Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
Oh, that is so not what I was looking for.
Oh, Sarah.
The Radio Alice Report.
Was that a funeral organ you hit? Do you have one of those over there?
It's like that. I was trying to
Let's hear the funeral organ.
It's not a funeral organ. It's a Twilight theme. But the
turn it up.
I was finding something that I definitely don't need on my instant replay, so I can have the. That's not how we rage at all.
Oh.
So he's going to replace this. So this is the last time we'll ever hear this on the show.
What is this? What do we use this for?
I don't know. When Twilight was big, we were using this.
Oh, yeah.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the afternoon here on Alice. She's like
Jane, you're playing a game called... We're late. Go ahead.
Oh. She's like a superhero DJ. Enjoy her this afternoon.
She has tickets to the sold-out Harry Styles concert on her show Friday afternoon at 4:05.
Beware, Berkeley.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
With your picketing ways, you need to know this. For the first time in 20 years, police in the city of Berkeley can use pepper spray on violent demonstrators. The city council voted 6-3 Tuesday to allow police to use the spray to repel attacks on officers and others during the kind of violent protests that have rocked the city this year.
Oh.
That'll teach you to make those obnoxious signs.
Well, you can make the signs, just don't be violent.
Right. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm sure they won't misuse it at all.
Was it at Berkeley? Where was it where they were just spraying it in that dude's face? Was that at Davis?
I don't know, but that it wasn't Berkeley. I know exactly what you're talking about, though.
The guy just held it in his face. I think the dude was sitting down.
Yes, it was like a sit-in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where was that?
I thought that was in Southern California.
I don't remember. I remember the image.
Yeah, it's in my head.
Yeah.
I actually hadn't thought about it till Bryn played that sound, and then I was like, oh, you know what I'm thinking of? The dude, like, cross-legged getting...
Yeah. Oh, it's awful.
It's gotta hurt.
Well, that's why it's effective.
Right.
Yeah, it was Davis.
Oh, it was.
It was Davis. Mm-hmm.
What? That was. When was that? That was recent.
Self high five.
Awesome.
Oh, boy. Sorry. When I squirm around, sometimes I drop
the chair,
my seat.
Yeah.
I hit that.
That was over 5 years ago.
Was it really? How funny.
Hotline. I wonder if that guy can see okay today. Yeah, that's the one. Look at him. He's got like a machine gun of pepper spray just like dousing their faces.
I think it's made for bears.
Look at that. Those poor people.
Just shaking it and going again.
I would not call them violent protesters. They're pains in the ass, but they're not violent. And hopefully that's not the way they're planning to use it at Berkeley.
So the new iPhone was released yesterday. Apparently... You know, this is something my speech teacher used to tell me. Never trust your visual aids. You whatever it is that you're going to do, whether it's a rock concert or anytime you're using more stuff, you have more opportunity for things to go wrong. So in a speech, you've got some big poster board. Right. It could be as simple as it falls over.
Right.
Crunch. Now what do I do? Well, I guess they were trying to do the big onstage demo for the facial recognition.
Oh,
and
no.
It failed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
They say the killer feature of the new iPhone The facial recognition is supposed to unlock for you. But when Apple Senior Vice President of Software Engineering Craig Federighi tried to show off that feature on stage yesterday, it didn't work.
So did he say, oh, don't worry, we'll have this fixed by November? That's a bummer. You know, sometimes the fingerprint thing doesn't work either.
Oh, I think it actually, I'm pretty impressed with how it works. But I do feel like, remember when I was joking about it earlier, we've done ads for Apple, and they're a little strict about how they want you to present their products.
They want live spots. They want it to feel natural and normal. But really, there's some pretty strict parameters, and they might as well just write the spot.
Right. So
little hands-on, that client.
We tried the Siri one time on, and that was when they sent out the memo that said, don't ask Siri stuff on the commercial. That is what is wrong with you guys. I don't know. We thought, what better way to show the people what the thing does? Thing is, it doesn't answer. That's not our fault. I didn't build it. Anyway, so that stuff happens. You know, there you are. Yep. Poor Craig.
You want to watch the fail?
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll watch it.
Oh, Craig. Oh, Craig.
Oh,
crunch.
Bummer. Oh, that's a bummer. That is too bad.
What's worse, that or Bryn's interview on the red carpet?
Oh, Bryn's interview.
Oh,
sure.
Bryn. That's
Thank
too bad.
You.
People are commenting on your YouTube video.
All right.
What? Oh, they are? What do they have to say?
One guy wrote, amazing job, Bryn. Such enthusiasm.
Yeah, you definitely Thanks. Seem happy. You're Thanks, ready to guy. Rage.
What's better that than the opposite, right, I guess? Happy, I mean.
Sure.
Oh, right. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vinny.
There were over 61 million people using pagers in 1994.
Really?
61 million?
61 million people.
Doctors and drug dealers.
With pagers. That number is down over 90% to about 5 or 6 million today.
I actually can't believe anyone's still using them.
Mostly in hospitals, they say.
Oh, makes sense.
But at one time, the pager
was the thing.
Did you ever have one?
I don't believe that I did ever have one.
I never had one either.
Yeah.
Bryn?
Yeah, I had one.
Yeah.
Oh, of course you did.
In eighth grade.
Like I said.
Yeah, the missus had one too.
Mm-hmm. In eighth grade? What did you need a pager for in eighth grade?
That's how we communicated, all the kids.
Yeah.
We would talk with pager code.
Using pager code. Mm-hmm. The missus did the same crap. With her and her jive turkey friends would spell stuff with the, right?
With only numbers. There were no fonts alphabetical.
That's funny.
At the time. So eight was B.
Yeah.
You know, O is a zero, of course. U is a 1-1. Like crazy. 1-5 is a K. And you could just read it all out. Like, it was insane. Dash was a space. So I would type so quick, too, with numbers. Just numbers.
Huh.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. The kids.
One more fast fact for you. Movies and TV shows that feature time travel are banned in China.
Oh, why?
They don't like it.
Huh.
They don't like it?
They don't like it.
They just don't.
Banned.
Yeah. I wonder what their beef is with time travel. I mean, we all know it's not real, right? It's
They say, so their, like, deep answer is, it's back in 2011, it's disrespects history.
Oh. They wouldn't want anyone to go back and
Yeah, and this all came about around their 90th anniversary of the founding of the Communist Party.
Oh.
And they don't want to disrespect that history.
Okay.
All right.
So they've never seen Back to the Future, I guess.
A 54-year-old guy named Nicholas Dielstra, who works at a state government office in North Logan, Utah, met a 16-year-old boy on Craigslist last month. They made plans for the kid to come over to his house so they could do it.
Oh.
54-year-old dude with a 16-year-old. I think that's illegal.
Pretty sure. So that guy's in NAMBLA?
Something like it.
Oh, really?
I guess. The boy never showed up, and the next day someone sent Dielstra a message saying he was the boy's father, and the boy wrecked the car on the drive to his house. So Dielstra better send some money to cover the cost of the repairs. Dielstra realized he was caught in a scam. So he called the FBI to report it.
Oh, dude. What are you doing?
He told him everything. I had plans to meet this underage boy for sex. The boy never showed, and now they're trying to get money out of me to fix this car.
Hmm.
The FBI was not interested at all, even a little bit, in the scam, but they were happy to have a look at Dielstra as a child predator. Mm. They arrested him for felony sexual exploitation of a child, plus several other charges, and they're probably digging into his life as we speak.
Yeah, wow. I wonder if this is his first time ever on Craigslist setting stuff like this up. Huh.
Our text numbers, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
You found them, huh?
I know where they are, but I've got quite a pile of things here.
That you do.
Yeah. He's telling Don, 408 says, he's telling Don Lemon, call me anytime you want to rage.
You say stuff like that, you know? Cares, man. Tired of everybody getting on my back.
I thought it sounded great. I don't know what these others are talking
about.
Someone
just texted in rage. What a tool.
Yeah, I know, right? Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. You try it.
707, OMG, Bryn is adorable. Leave him alone.
It's actually so charming.
Get off.
510
it
says,
because we know you. You're adorable. Yeah.
Bryn sounds like a little lollipop kid.
Oh, you're a lollipop kid. Give me that one line
again.
Let's
hear the question one more time. Let's hear that question.
No, that's not how we rage at all.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Let me find it.
Find it, isolate it, and put it in my instant replay. And it better be here tomorrow. It can replace Twilight Dream.
Here it is.
Okay, here we go.
At all.
Like one more time.
Loud. It was loud out there.
One more time.
I'm just going to give you this part so you're happy about it.
No, I want the whole thing.
Yeah, you're going to hold that over my head forever. I'm sure.
Well, listen, we need some ammo on this side of the board.
Mr.
Torture everyone with all our stupid sound bites.
Since we're talking about Bryn, don't forget, everyone, he and Rudy are going to be doing an unbelievable movie review tomorrow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we're excited. Should be
What's
good.
It called again?
Your mom.
Mother.
Mama.
Oh, right, mother.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.